Welcome to Legal Treats with Attorney Arlene. It's a beautiful Friday morning here from the Philippines. I am Nesca, sitting in for Attorney Arlene while she's doing some important events. But don't worry, she said she won't be joining us later in this program. And I'll be joined in by another legal mind, someone who is in the background, but now she'll be joining us here. Please welcome Krisha. Hi, Krisha. Thanks for joining me here.
Hi, Nesca. The pressure is real. But hi, how are you? There in
first
your
time na magawin natin to today.
I know.
Still doing some important tasks. Yes, but before I forget, this production is proudly brought to us by Lawing Media Network. We are currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So be sure to join us every 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you miss us live, don't worry, you can catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged. How are you there, Krisha?
Heto, puyat. But all in all, I'm good here. How are you, Nesca?
Doing good din. Sabi nga ni Attorney Aileen kanina when she met us, the show must go on, so we have to, kailangan natin itawid tong program na to. Well, she's not with us today.
Alright, so... But first, the very first question that I want to ask is, what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, so before we proceed to what are we going to talk about today, let's have a recap first of what happened last episode. Last episode, we discussed about understanding physical abuse in real life cases. It may be in Texas or in the Philippines. So this is going to be a series of episodes that we will discuss about domestic abuse. We have several forms of domestic abuse, like physical abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, and what else? Sexual abuse. But today we are going to talk about specifically emotional abuse. Understanding it through real life cases, but we're not going to discuss hardcore information about emotional abuse. We're gonna talk about it like parang light lang, casual talk about it, and yeah, maybe we can discuss some signs and stories involving emotional abuse, and some probably share also some available legal remedies for victims.
This is very interesting because, you know, especially nowadays na akala natin sa mga mag-asawa lang nangyayari ang emotional abuse, but it's very rampant even in early stage of relationships. When I say relationship, I mean like mag-jowa pa lang. Or even na sa high school, ganun na eh, nangyayari na to. That's why na de-develop eventually yung trauma ng mga tao, either men or women, man or woman, ganun siya. So it's like, ayun nga, just like in the previous episodes, you mentioned that it is a cycle. So it's a process na na-develop siya eventually na it could impact who you will be in the future or how you address the same issue if you encounter the same situation. So this is a very interesting
topic. Yes, very interesting topic indeed. So for us to understand it I think we have a video to show them to give them an overview, and yun, they will get kung ano yung pinagsasabi natin dito.
Hey babe, how's your day?
Good, how was yours?
Mine was good. I'm trying to see what you made for dinner.
Oh my god, I totally forgot. I'm sorry, I've been so busy all day.
I had a feeling that this would happen.
Why did you think that?
Because you're useless.
I'm useless?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh, that was some kind of verbal abuse.
Nag-react din yung manok mo doon.
Yeah, palaging sumasali yan sa broadcast natin, especially during this time, pag nasa legal treats tayo. 8:35 na kasi dito sana sa Philippines, so gising na yung mga manok na dito. But yeah, going back doon sa video na napanood natin, parang the guy said, because you're useless. I think the girl was his partner, probably girlfriend or probably a wife. That can also be a form of an emotional abuse or verbal abuse.
Oh, kasi ano, again, applying it in our, ano, no, parang nowadays, mostly sinasabi nila yung word na, oh, you're useless, wala ayun, wala kang kwenta, ano pa bang nagawa mo. For some, parang napakaliit na bagay lang yun. So, if you reacted to that kind of words coming out from other people's mouth, they will call you sensitive. But, you see, it's not about being sensitive. It's about the words that you say na nakakasakit talaga. It's not nice. So, yung word na not nice talaga, it's yun na yun. And if you're going to say that while you're in a relationship, then, again, going back to our topic, it would be a form of emotional abuse.
Or sometimes yung iba nga, they see it as normal na lang sa kanila because my partner is just like that. His attitude is just like that. Na parang nasasanay na sila and then they tend to not know na it's a form of abuse na pala. It's a form of verbal abuse na pala. So it's important for us to delve deeper on that issue later on. Kasi we'll have to discuss more topics about it, discussion about it, when we return after the break.
Get ready for an all-new season of Pink Table Talk with Dr. Carly D. Dive into thought-provoking conversations, empowering stories, and fresh perspectives every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join the conversation because the table is set and your voice matters.
And we're back again. That was fast, Trisha.
It was indeed.
Yeah. So, earlier we've discussed or we've shown them a video showing what emotional abuse could be. This time we're going to discuss the definition or discuss signs also of emotional abuse and probably entertain some questions from our listeners or from our audiences.
Yeah, by the way, if you have any questions, feel free to comment. And even if we are not lawyers yet, we can give your opinion if you're interested in our opinion.
Yeah, the more technical ones will be reserved for Attorney Eileen when she joins us later. So, Krisha, what for you, what is an emotional abuse?
That is a million dollar. That's a million dollar question.
Yeah.
For me, it's very hard to define what emotional abuse is kasi it actually depends on the person. For example, nga, gaya nga ng example natin kanina, what might be normal for you might not be normal for me. What might not be sensitive for you might be sensitive for me. So, but if you're going to ask me, like, personally, what my definition of emotional abuse is, I would say basically if you hurt my feelings over and over again, so there's a repetition,
Then
that would be an emotional abuse. Even if, for example, minura ako ng partner ko, sinabihan niya ako ng masasakit, and if sabihin na natin pinatawag ko siya, but that went on continuously, so that's a form of emotional abuse for me. What about you, Nesta?
So as you've said, malaki nga yung factor if it's done repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
But malaki talaga yung ano yung difference if it's just done once. Kasi kapag once siya nangyari or ginawa sa'yo, parang siguro masasabi mo, siguro baka sobrang galit lang siya, nasabi niya nun.
Baka accident lang.
accidentally lang, or and then after that he or she was really sorry for saying it. Kasi of course tawro naman tayo minsan kasi nadadala lang tayo sa mga emosyon natin. But it's different if palagi mo na siyang nagagawa sa partner mo. Palagi mo na siyang minumura, palagi mo na siyang parang ginagaslight, or parang minamanipulate. Kasi for me, emotional abuse, parang it's a mistreatment that you don't get the treatment that you deserve. And then I think it's not also physical. You can't see it. It's not visual. It's not visible. It's non-visible. Pero yung effect niya can be really damaging to a person's mental health. Like nasabi nga natin kanina, emotional abuse can be in the form of a manipulation. Verbal insults also included. Also gaslighting. Yung parang, hindi ko sinabi yan na ito yung sinabi ko. Parang, there's also parang, yung sabi nga, parang revision of history. Meron din. Like, iniiba yung facts. The way you perceive it. Yun. And then, parang, also constant belittling the partner. Like, palagi mo siya minamaliit. No? Ganyan ka lang, hindi ka nakatapos ng pag-aaral, o ganito ka lang, ganito ako. It's also a form of an emotional abuse. Anything that gives a toll on someone's mental health, also affecting their esteem, self-esteem, can be a form of an emotional abuse.
You know, that's the tricky part. Kasi when we speak about mental health, hindi kasi siya nakikita. Unless for some people who go through episodes na talagang you can see it that they have marks all over their body or they're undergoing therapies. Otherwise, since mental health or depression is still a stigma here in the Philippines, hindi pa rin siya ganun kaalam ng mga lahat na even you yourself could not possibly know na I have depression na pala. Parang ganun. So, that's the tricky part here na how will you address something that you yourself is not aware of? Just like what we have or what you and Attorney Aileen have discussed for the previous episodes.
Ayun nga. Mahirap kasing i-identify if you are a victim of emotional abuse because walang nakikitang physical signs. Unlike sa physical abuse where nakikita mo merong pasa, nakikita mo merong sugat, nakikita mo merong mga bruises, merong mga scars. Pero dito kasi sa emotional abuse, you can't see it. It is found internally. Not mm-hmm. the internal organs, I mean. But yeah, pwede rin naman. Kasi mentally, it's toiling. It's distressing. So, mahirap i-identify. But I think there are some signs naman that we can look out if someone is or has been a victim of emotional abuse. Like for example, probably when he already isolates himself na, or herself na hindi niya naman dati ginagawa or parang maliit na yung tingin niya sa sarili niya or some kind of that. Or anxieties also can be also a sign na he or she can be a victim or he or she is a victim of emotional abuse.
You know, that is why to our listeners, to our audience, viewers, it is important to check up on your friends or your family members who might be experiencing things like this. And if you yourself is a victim of emotional abuse, you can always call, you know, hotlines, which I'm going to share, for example, the National Domestic Violence Hotline in the Philippines, Pantay Bata 163, Gender Watch. So you're more than free to call them. And ano, ma-share ko lang, Meska, no? For me kasi, personally, aside from the gravity of physical abuse, I feel like underrated emotional abuse. Because in cases here in the Philippines, it's not, hindi siya ganun parang nagiging basis for a woman to file a 9262 case against her husband. So it's, kung susumahin natin, statistically speaking, more like physical abuse talaga yung nangyayari dito sa Pinas. And also, it's not visible talaga that we, that the woman or anyone can, we will, they are still going to consult with the psychiatry or a psychologist for them to know na, ah, okay, so may trauma to, may depression to, her mental health is damaged because of this kind of abuse. So, ang daming, napaka-tedious. Unlike sa physical na kapag may bruise ka, and it's obvious to the eyes of other people, di ba? You can easily say na it's physical abuse. So it's really hard. For me, the most, one of the parang pinaka-importante sa akin, mas importante siya, is yung emotional health. Kasi, of course, yung sa related sa topic natin, because if damage yung emotional or mental health natin, damage din ang physical, di ba?
Ah, tama naman. And sabi nga natin kanina, if you're a victim of an emotional abuse, mahirap kasing patunayan, especially sa court, mahirap patunayan na he or she was a victim of an emotional abuse kasi siya yung nakakaramdam nun eh. And you don't really see it eh. But emotional abuse can be subtle. Merong mga victims na hindi nila alam at first. Usually naman talaga, at first we don't recognize that we were emotionally abused because we don't recognize it. We don't acknowledge it at first. So sometimes it can be manifested through some signs or some symptoms. Like for example, ikaw, maliit na yung tingin mo sa sarili mo, always ka nang praning, nagkaka-anxiety ka na, and then there's constant criticism on yourself. And ayun, siguro ako, for me, parang if it's taking a toll on your mental health, you are already emotionally abused, especially by your partner, diba? Kapag hindi mo nakilala yung sarili mo, he has changed you into someone you are not, someone worse than you were before. But you can already be a victim of an emotional abuse.
I think I can relate with that if that's your definition of emotional abuse. Kasi for me, sabi na lang natin sa current, not current, pero me, my life as a law student, of course, may time na may end up ka. And if you're in love while you're in law school, that's a not so great combination. Especially if there is an emotional abuse in the relationship and then all of a sudden during finals week mo, you're just breaking down out of nowhere in the library. So, parang ayun, that's a sign, no? Do you think that's a sign?
Yeah, especially if it has been repeatedly done to you, diba? And then, ayun, stress ka na sa law school nga, tapos nadagdagan pa. I mean, iba kasi yung may problema lang kayo, and iba yung parang may intent to really harm you through giving you mental stress or emotional anguish. It's different eh. But Krisha, I think the emotional abuse is not only limited at so partners, like girlfriend, boyfriend, or mag-asawa, husband or wife. Emotional abuse can also be done to a child.
Yeah.
If ikaw mother ka or father ka, then you do curse your child. Sinasabihan mo na ng hindi magagandang salita, like, or parang sinasabi mong you're nothing without us, your parents, parang
wala kang kwenta,
hindi ko kasi parang wala kang kwentang anak. Those are also kinds of verbal abuses kasi we have this case also na hindi ko na matandaan yung case title, but the child filed for a case against his mother who has been emotionally abusing her. Sinasabihan siya ng salitang hindi naman dapat sabihin ng isang ina sa anak. Sobrang masasakit ng salita. really degrading her, or debasing or dehumanizing his or her personality or dignity. So ayun, he filed a case against his mother, against her mother, babae to. And then the Supreme Court side with the child, stating that it is really child abuse also if the mother curses her daughter. So ayun, the emotional abuse, it cannot only is not only limited sa partners, but also it can happen sa mother and child.
You know, that's a very interesting topic right there, but let's hold on to that thought, and we're going to be on a short break. So
okay,
tune in. We'll be right back.
Calling all food lovers and aspiring culinary stars. Get ready to turn your kitchen dreams into reality with The Commissary Kitchen, hosted by none other than the Adobo Queen herself, Nancy Reyes Luman. From perfecting classic dishes to navigating the commissary business landscape, Nancy's got you covered. Because in her kitchen, every dish tells a story, and every recipe is an opportunity to shine. Join us every Thursday 8 p.m. CST or Friday 10 a.m. PH time, and let's cook up something extraordinary together.
All right,
and we're back.
Oh, we're sick.
I was really sick.
I know, right? All right, so going back to where we left off, we were actually talking about the form of emotional abuse applying in child abuse. Again, here in the Philippines, hindi siya ganoon nabibigyan ng pansin. Kasi ang sinasabi lang naman nila dito sa Pinas is, oh, pasok sa isa, labas sa isa, huwag mong dip-dipin kasi magulang mo yan. That's what they always say. But for me, if I were to become a parent someday, I will not do that to my child. Yung sasabihin siya ng masasakit na salita na, oh, wala kang kwenta, bakit zero ka? Bob, sorry for the word, B-O-B-O ka naman, ganun. Again, that will take a toll on your child's mental health, and you might not see it on today, but in the future, nade-develop yan, yung trauma na yan. And malay natin, di ba yung napanood nating video last week is parang na-adapt ng bata kasi nakita niya sinasaktan yung nung father niya, yung mother niya, so ginawa din niya sa kaklase niya. So that's an example of the bad side or worse side of for the victims of child abuse. Kasi ginawa sa kanila, so they feel like it's normal, so gagawin din nila sa iba. Which is wrong in any way.
Yeah. Tama nga. Sabi nga nila, Kersha, na kung yung ginagawang mali ng matatanda ay nagagawang tama sa mga mata ng mga bata. Tama ba yun? Yung what the adults do as wrong, mm-hmm. the child sees as right. Kasi they don't know yet what's wrong or right. Eh. They don't have the capacity yet to perceive, to discern what's good
what's
and what's
wrong.
Bad. So kung ano yung nakikita nila, like every day in their daily life, yun na yung nagiging normal sa kanila. Yun na yung nagiging good for them.
Well, that's true. That's why parents have the biggest responsibility to set up a good foundation to their children. Kaya nga, mapapansin mo agad, di ba nga sa atin, yung normal na phrase sa atin, if mapapansin agad natin na, maganda ang pagpapalaki sa batang to. So, ganun din siya. Same connotation siya in a way na if the child did something wrong, it would somewhat reflect on the kind of upbringing that he had or she had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tama. And ayun, sabi nga natin, the family really is the basic foundation of the society. It's
indeed.
So kung ano yung nangyayari sa loob ng bahay nyo, sa loob ng tahanan nyo, really reflects the society you're also living in. So Ayun, if broken yung family niyo, I mean, broken in terms of, you know, masyado kayo, na kayong distress sa family niyo, probably the society is also like that.
Yeah, that's a great point. Kasi since we're already talking about the family, then we can actually include community here. Kasi for example lang, sa amin, sa province, may mga, ang mga kapitbahay ko is, of course, normal sa kanila, normal na sa kanila ang nagsisigawan. If in educate or dinidisiplina nila ang mga anak nila, normal din ang pagpapalo. So, if that already evolved in that community that you're living in, of course, ma-adapt mo yan. Diba? So, it's like the connotation of no one is an island. Of course, if you're in an island surrounded by this kind of people, eventually you are going to adopt the kind of habits, norms that they have. So, ayun. It's just really sad. Kasi, again, basic unit ang family. So, it really starts there. Change starts there. So, in the future, to those who are listening, in the future, kung gusto niyong mabago yung sistema, start with you, start with your family.
Yeah, totoo yan. Totoo yan. So, but going back, Christian, sabi nga natin, the person who has experienced emotional abuse, hindi siya visible. So, what can someone do if they are really afraid to leave an emotionally abusive relationship? Especially yung sabi natin sa family. You're in a family. I'm a child. I have my parents. What if my parents are emotionally abusing me? How can you get out of it? Especially that you are still dependent on them. Kasi mahirap kasi. Mahirap eh. Diba? You're emotionally abused as a child, and then ano ka pa sa parents mo, dependent ka pa sa parents mo, it's really difficult. So, how can someone
You know, that's a very, very interesting question. Not interesting, but a very, very good question. Kasi, imagine mo, ayun nga, if you're in that situation, I was in that situation, but luckily, my father is a good man, a good provider, a good father. And nilayo niya kami sa ganung situation, so he saved us. So, if it weren't for him, wala ako sa position na to. I'm not talking to you. But, you know, sa ibang tao, paano na lang, di ba? So, that's a very good question, and even I, myself, don't know what could possibly be the answer to that. But what about you? Do you have any sense?
Yeah. That's good for you na you have your father na parang your father carried you during those difficult times. But I know someone na both of her parents are verbally abusing her. But the parents are really harassing her. Kasi this person already left their home. Kasi sobrang toxic na nung parents niya. The parents are saying things against her, demeaning her reputation, dignity, parang gumagawa ng kwento against her, and then they spread it, parang whole barangay knows na this child is like that and like that, pero hindi naman totoo. The child is really, the child is innocent, if I may say. Wala siyang kaalam alam, but her parents, ginagawan siya ng kwento. Because the parents parang naging sugarol, and sinisisi nila sa anak nila, but wala silang pera, ganito, ganyan. Parang some parents really don't deserve to be a parent. Kasi parang sinisihan pa nila nagkaanak sila, and then they keep on blaming their child for living, for simply existing. Na sila naman yung gumawa. So that child went out of the house, and now na nasa wala na siya sa bahay nila. The parents are still harassing her, right? Sending texts na hindi ka makaka-survive nang wala kami, hindi mo to hindi mo kaya na wala kami. They don't even give her any allowance at all. Kahit yung pang tuition niya, that child does work. Nag-working student siya just to provide for her education. Kasi gusto niya talaga makatapos it. But luckily, this person has a good support system. Like, her cousins really had a good support, really supported her. Kasi the cousin were saying, if we are not going to support you, then mas magiging mahirap yung buhay mo. And ayun, I think a person na, the person who is emotionally abused domestically or at home can seek protection or can seek support also, even outside their home. May it be your friend or your cousin or your titas or titos, uncles, aunties, lolo or lola also. If wala talaga, maybe friend or some institutions na pwedeng makaprovide ng support or help to that person. Kasi ako, naniniwala ako na kahit ano man yung problema mo, there's always someone who can help you. If not yourself, then maybe someone above or someone beside you or someone you can't see. Or like our supreme being, someone, I can't see, or someone supreme being. There's always someone who can help you with your problem. You just have to go to the right persons. Kasi mahirap talaga eh. Mahirap if you feel that you're isolated. You feel that parang ikaw lang mag-isa. Wala nang tumutulong sa'yo. Imagine your parents who are supposedly those people na kailangang tumulong sa'yo. I mean, those persons are the first persons dapat na tumulong sa'yo. So, if you don't have them or if you can't expect that support or that understanding from your parents, then maybe you can seek help from your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your lolas, lolas, or aunties, or other relatives. Or kung wala talaga, you just have to help yourself. And just pray. And kneel.
Mm-hmm. And sinabi din ni Attorney Aileen from the previous episodes, no, that it is very important that you yourself recognize that there is an abuse that's going on. And again, it's the duty of, I will call it a duty, no, for our friends, relatives to please keep an eye on the people around you, your relatives, your friends. And again, if you don't have anyone to call, again, we have here the hotlines for the domestic abuse, domestic violence hotline in the Philippines. We also have Bantay Bata, and we also have the Gender Watch against G-Wave Philippines. So you can screenshot this one. Anyway, before we go on a short and our last break, if you have any questions, you are more than free to comment down below. All right, so see you after a short break.
Welcome to Season 2 of Beyond Health and Wellness with Dr. Rich. New season, new insights, Dr. Rich brings you the keys to unlock your best self on Beyond Health and Wellness. From nutrition to mindset, we're taking wellness to the next level. This is Season 2 of Beyond Health and Wellness. Join us every Friday, 8 p.m. CST.
And we're back.
Ayun. That was And we're back again. Parang ang dali lang ng, I mean, ang bilis ng oras, Krisha. We've discussed probably a lot already from the definition of emotional abuse, understanding emotional abuse, like we kept that dial of the last episode that we have. Also, we all discussed signs of emotional abuse and some shared some stories or cases, real life cases ng emotional abuse. So yeah, we're down to our last segment. Ngayon, segment. Oh, tama, segment.
You know, it's really, really... How do I define this? Parang na ang interesting because earlier we were, you know, having our pre-production and super nerve-rattled tayo because we don't know what we're going to talk about. But yeah, here we are now in our last segment of Legal Treats with Attorney Aileen. I hope if Attorney Aileen is already available, she can join us and provide more treats for our audience. For our last segment, oh, we have a question that is that I prepared for you, Nazca. So going back to this,
ano ba yan? Pag-receipt ba yan?
Hindi ka ako tomorrow eh.
Ako, ikaw naman. On deck ka talaga tomorrow. Whole session kang tatayo niyan. Pero sige, go.
Okay, going back to the situation that you provided us earlier, as a friend, if you are friends with that person, what advice did you give or what advice could you possibly give to someone who, you know, in the future, you know, that experience the same thing?
You know, kasi ang kailangan kasi ng mga taong, ayan, yung parang mentally distressed na sila, emotionally anguished sila, parang hindi nila kasi alam kung ano yung gagawin. And they can't really think well kung what will be my next step. Ano yung gagawin ko? Saan ako pupunta? Maybe as a friend, you can give him or her some directions or guide them na ito, these are your options. If you do this, you'll have this result. These are the pros and the cons of your actions or consequences. Kasi these are people na hindi nila alam yung gagawin nila eh. I mean, if in a normal situation na matino yung isip nila, I mean, functioning well yung kanilang utak, yung puso nila, stable, they can think well eh. Pero during these times or during these situations, mahirap kasi sa kanila to think for themselves. Kasi yun yung sabi nila, madali lang sabihin if you're not in the situation. But if you're in that situation, mahirap. So, as a friend, maybe you can give them a hug if you're comfortable with that or if siya comfortable siya. And probably also offer your shoulders for them to cry on. Parang maging listener ka lang. Kasi these people, ang daming nasa utak nila. Madaming silang iniisip and they just have to unload it para mas gumaan yung pakiramdam nila. So just be a friend. Just be as someone na maaasahan nila. If they want to ask for help or if they want to ask for advice, what to do, then give them some advice na makakabuti sa kanila, but not yung makakasama sa kanila. Kasi some friends kasi, imbes na tulungan kang gumaan yung pakiramdam mo, minsan kasi, influence eh. Sige, ano na lang tayo, ganito na lang, ganyan na lang. Sige, wag ano na lang tayo, inuman na lang, ganito na lang. Pero okay lang naman, diba? Okay lang naman uminom, diba? Pero, I mean, if ikakapahamak ng friend mo yan, kasi especially pag alam mo kapag alcoholic siya or kapag narasing siya, kung ano nung ginagawa yun, mas napahamak pa yung friend mo. So, just do whatever that could make your friend better or think better sa kanilang sitwasyon. Just be with them. Just always be there for them.
That's why I'm really lucky to have friends, no? Na even if we're like far, I mean, Manila, and they're in the problem, I'm very lucky that when I try to open up, especially sa group chat namin, they would make sure to be there. So shout out to my friends. I'm very thankful to have you in my life. And of course, in law school, kasi syempre, normal na sa atin ang mag-breakdown. Of course, kapag sinamahan mo pa ng family problem, so mawawala ka na sa sarili mo talaga. And I'm really lucky to have people in law school na talagang through thick and thin, nandiyan talaga sila. Again and again, guys, sa ating mga listeners, if you have friends who are experiencing the same thing, please be there. Because what I do to my friends is, hindi ako agad-agad nagsasalita. Parang what you're trying to point out earlier is, just be there. And that's what I do to my friends. If they need me, okay, sabihin ko na lang, okay, on the way na ako dyan. Hindi ko na sasabihin kung anong oras yung ETA ko, but sabihin ko, andyan na ako.
Gusto on the way na. Tapos, hours or 3 hours kapag darating, basta on the way na ako.
Basta on the way na ako. Wala ka na magagawa kahit itaboy mo ako, andyan na ako.
Basta on the way, hintayin mo. Mm. Ako naman, just be there for him or her. Kahit hindi mo kaya physically, especially if, for example, nasa Texas yung isa, eh, tapos ikaw dito nasa Philippines. Di ba, parang impossible naman if you'll be together.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to make your presence felt.
Exactly. And it's very important, no, to just listen. As someone who, you know, who runs almost every day in my life, I just needed someone to listen. Hindi ko na, or yun, makinig lang, pakinggan mo lang yung iyak ko. That's more than enough for me. Kasi I just know that, someone is here, someone's listening, someone knows my pain. Ganun. So, you don't have to say anything, dear friend, if, especially kung hindi naman tinatanong or hindi pa ready yung kaibigan mo may problema. It's really just important to just be there.
Yung iba kasi sa kanila, parang gusto lang nilang mag-unload lang eh. Gusto ko lang i-unload, nararamdaman ko. And then, they'll feel better. So, okay. Minsan nga tinatanong ko yung kaibigan ko, ano, gusto mo lang pang makinig lang ako? Or gusto mo
magbigay
lang ako ng kaibigan ko?
That's nice if you ask that.
You have to know eh, what they need eh.
Mm-mm.
So, ayun. Just have to be there for him or her.
Alright. So wala ba tayong question from our audience? Share ko to sa mga kaibigan ko, bakit walang nag-comment sa inyo?
Siguro nahihiya silang mag-comment for now. But this has been a fruitful discussion for both of us. We've discussed how abuse can happen at home, not only for partners or boyfriend, girlfriends, husband, wives, or yeah. But can also happen sa mother-child relationship.
You know, I have a question before we end. Ano? Do you think, kasi you're a law graduate now, do you think verbal abuse or emotional abuse is applicable for a professor and a student? But I'll let you do your research on that, and I will just ask that again next week.
Okay, that's great. But yes, okay. I'll reserve my answer for that.
All right.
Next episode, kasi abangan nila. We will still be discussing domestic abuse, another form of domestic abuse, which is punta naman tayo sa medyo, let's say, nasa problema ng mag-asawa. Yeah, partners. We'll be discussing economic abuse, its impact on individuals, and how the legal systems in both Texas and the Philippines address this form of abuse. So, abangan niyo yan.
Make sure, yeah. Guys, abangan niyo yan. With Attorney Eileen, for sure, nandito na siya. Oh, we have...
For sure.
Okay, just read this from Ate Jubail. Love you, May. Isa kang tunay na kaibigan, kapatid, sister. Ang dami naman. Kahit malayo ka, gagawin mo lahat para sa kaibigan.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Ate Jubail, for commenting.
It's like you really have a supportive friends.
Kung hindi ko sila call out na hindi sila nag-comment, hindi sila mag-comment.
So, feeling ko nahiya lang sila nung una.
So dapat pala nung una pa lang kinaloot ko na sila.
Yes. Sana kasi shout out mo sila kanina eh. So. Thank you for all our listeners for joining us today. Meron ba?
Sabi ni Ate Jubail is para damayan ang continuation. Gagawin mo lahat para sa kaibigan, para tayo damayan ako or kami. Love you. I love you too, Ate Jubail. And we have a lot of viewers, no? In my end, I can see that it's like 71. So wow. Thank you so much po sa lahat na nakikinig ngayon sa amin. Even without Attorney Eileen, but of course, tune in next week. She will definitely be here to give you more insights and cheats under her show, Legal Cheats with Attorney Aileen. So thank you so much for today, Nesca.
Thank you also, Krisha. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Legal Treats. I hope this discussion has shed light on emotional abuse to victims in both Texas and the Philippines. Thank you, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.